Got to feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Holy crap, balls.
Can I say balls on the radio?
Yeah, you did.
Ran out of breath.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bahop. The summer is waning. And you got to kick it in if you're still going to create some grill envy in your neighborhood before the holiday weekend. So here we are. We're going to give you some tips, a whole bunch of recipes on this show. We're going to be all over the place in the grill and the smoker. We're going poppers and sliders and tri-tips and micro-brewed beer.
Uh-oh.
So sit back, enjoy, and here we go. I'm Jop, he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Thanks, Jop. And we are going to start this weekend off with a beautiful little Petoskey Brewing Cranium Crush. And I saw it in my favorite
kind of fruity
favorite beer store. It's in Lowell. It's called Flat River Spirits.
Yep. Must not be that many of a favorite. Of course, you ain't looking at the sign when you're going in. You're focused on the beer. I get it.
The sign still says Lowell Beer Store, so I'm trying to think of what the new name is. Anyway, it's
pretty descriptive.
It's right by the Flat River Grill in Lowell and between them and the police station.
Yeah, nothing wrong. Just make sure you turn the right way when you come out the door.
And the Flat River Grill just bought the building next to them. They're expanding, doubling.
Right, so that was an old bar, too.
Yes.
Just blow a hole in the wall, and there you go,
there
man.
There you go.
That's how she works.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for joining us. It's the smokiest show on the airwaves. This is our, sadly, last show on this network with the famous Trevor, who takes such good care of us, and we're going to miss you, bro.
I miss you guys, too.
Yeah.
Well, this is the testament to Trevor's character. He walked in today. Trevor liked his long hair, and he looked good with it, and today he's bald. And we're like, whoa, what happened to you, man? Is it because we're leaving? And he laughed, and he's like, well, kind of. No, I did some charity work, right?
Yeah. We did an event with the radio station involving St. Baldus, which is like a children's cancer foundation.
You have a bunch of stations here. Was it GRD?
GRD was out there, yeah, okay. Last weekend. Right. And we were out there, and I was looking for a reason to cut it anyways.
Right.
And they raised money for it, and it was just like the best reason to get a haircut.
Yeah. So you can hear Trevor on 97.9 GRD, a legendary station. Great rock station. On the weekends.
On the weekends, 10 to 3.
You can hear his cool vibes and his quirky giggle.
There you go. You'll hear it in the back throughout this episode. Yeah.
He's just a sweetheart of a guy, and by all means, check him out. And if he's got an event, stop and say hello to him. But we are going to miss Trevor. And we're heading over to a little bitty station. It's called Jethro FM, 94.9, is it?
Yep.
Not nearly the signal, but we get Saturday mornings at 9, and that's what we need. Because of all you folks out there who sleep in on Sunday mornings. So,
right.
Depending on the
it's not even really sleeping in when we play at 7 on Sunday mornings. Church doesn't start till 9:30. I can be up by 8:45 and still get there. Praise the Lord, brother.
Anyway.
I got up again.
Praise jeepers. It depends on what market you're in. You've got other stations, of course, around the state. And we appreciate all those stations carrying us. And if you're listening to the podcast, which there are really a lot of you who podcast the show, thank you very much. It is free.
Billions and billions.
Yeah, I wish, but we don't really monetize it, but we love the fact that you love the show enough to put it on your phone and listen to it when you're taking a walk or
whatever you're taking
or something. Anyway, isn't that Petoskey beer good?
Yes, it is. I don't know. It's a little fruity for me. And it rode here in your backpack today.
Well,
and I understand. It's very nice. But if it was ice cold, I might like it a little better.
Flat River Spirits in Lowell, Michigan. Great people. The guy has blown out that store. His wife is an absolute doll.
He's still playing a piano
on Friday nights. This little lady is on the baby grand, and can she crank it?
Yeah.
It's so cool to go into an old building with high ceilings and a bunch of glass bottles and listen to a piano.
Right.
It's musical.
Yeah.
I found something called a jalapeno popper burger, and it's just like you might expect. You just cut a jalapeno in down the middle, gut it, cut the ends off it, lay it out.
So you got boats on both sides.
Well, you can do it any way you want, but as long as you lay the thing flat— on your little half a patty. You put that piece of cheddar down. You put the jalapeno in there. Then you put another patty on top. You bind them together so it's a stuffed burger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, is it gorgeous. I'm going to do one of those things in the next week because I got some bachelor time coming up. Believe it or not.
If you're just tuning in for the first time.
And you want to come to my house.
Bob's wife takes lots of summer vacations where Bob doesn't go. And it's all innocent. She really just enjoys getting out with her groups of friends. And Bob just hangs out at the house.
Generally women.
Right. Yeah. Generally. But, you know. Yeah. You've ruined her for any other man, Bob. So it doesn't matter who she goes with.
Well, that was the point.
Right, yeah.
Because I don't have a leash.
No, you don't need one.
Jalapeno cheddar dog. This looked really cool, too. Never made it. Coulda, didn't. But you just basically take a Kogel Vienna or whatever. I like Kent Meats hot dogs. But you take a hot dog and you run I would use a boning knife. Some thin blade or a fillet knife from your tackle box would work great. Just get a nice sliver down your hot dog without totally separating it in half. Cut her down the middle, like if you were going to field dress it. So open it up, and you, again, take little slivers of jalapeno, slide them in there, and then little slivers of cheddar, slide them in there, and wrap it in
bacon.
That's right.
Yeah. And then what are you going to do? You're going to smoke that? You're going to grill it?
I'm going to grill it.
Yep, and be careful.
As quick as I can.
You're gonna spiral wrap that bacon around it to hold it together, but I wouldn't go high heat. I'd go medium heat because you want the bacon to crisp up and render without burning. And if you go too high a heat, you'll get the grease off there too much, and you'll get flare-ups. And
well, here's what I was thinking. You tell me what you think of
this. Well, you said you never made it, so I was just weighing in there.
No, here is another thought, though. No, I appreciate that.
Didn't sound like he did it?
I just wondered if you agreed with this point, smartass. You're going to have a slit, right?
Down the dog.
Cheddar.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking you should put your bacon down where that slit is first, because if that dog gets very hot at all, that cheese is going to be oozing out of there. So I'm going to probably want to sear off that bacon at that slit first before everything heats up inside.
Yeah, I don't. Will the bacon sear before the cheese melts if the cheese is down?
You're gonna find out.
I don't think so. I think you're gonna loop. You know, you want the thickness of the dog between the cheese and the heat.
I think if you're wrapping it in bacon and you put it on some pretty high heat, unlike you said, watch your heat. I'd probably do a little higher heat, so I'd only be worried about the bacon.
Okay, so here's a reason to tune in next week is we're gonna have a bacon jalapeno dog cook-off.
And
we're
Wiener Wars.
Right.
It's not a sword fight.
Not with a slit and a jalapeno, it's not.
Tell me what to do with a grilled, skewered Brussels sprout.
I don't know if I'd do anything with that. I'd probably put it in a cast iron skillet, really hot, and crisp that thing up. But you can do the same thing on a skewer, I'm sure. I had them last night.
I got the words, Lisa, on the bottom of the show plan. All you have to do is read. Well, that's your favorite thing to do. You haven't even read the show plan, have you?
Do I ever?
It's Trevor, he finally admitted it.
Right, yeah.
So, okay, let's move on.
No. I love Brussels sprouts. We got a minute. Give us some love.
You just soak them, okay? You trim the stem end off it,
right.
Soak it in water, and you literally put it up through some skewers. And
are you seasoning them with anything?
It says here 6 servings, takes 15 minutes. You're going to use a little EVO and some salt, pepper, balsamic, honey, grainy mustard, red crushed pepper flakes, kosher salt.
Oh, you got a recipe there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah. I found it on a really weird site that I'd never been on.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was like a dating site.
Did you change the recipe up?
No, I didn't. Oh. It's unadulterated.
I can't believe that.
It's unadulterated.
All right. Well, we missed the grilled mushroom skewers, so we're going to cover those in the next segment. Stick with us. We'll be back.
That's good.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're hitting the some quick recipes for you for this upcoming holiday weekend. You got a week to plan, buy your groceries, do your deal, and then create some grill envy in your cottage neighborhood or wherever you are for this upcoming holiday weekend. We missed the grilled mushroom skewers, Bob, in the first segment, and I don't want to pass that one because that's one I really like.
It's one of your favorites. And summer is waning, so kick it in. That's the theme of the show today. Fun stuff for the latter part of summer, which actually goes on till September 20th, right? So yep. I don't know why I think it's latter. We're right dead smack in the middle.
Still 90 every day this week I know that.
Yeah, I'm actually going to keep my pool open as late into September as I can this year. First time ever.
That's funny.
Because it's so warm.
That's funny that you say that because I added the heater this year.
Right.
And Lisa and I had a real big problem with the green algae.
The seagulls that keep coming by?
No, it was the green algae. We lost the pool for about 9 days. And you couldn't go find any algicide anywhere. All the stores were out of it. Finally found some, had it shipped in online, and we got it cleaned up now. So, but we had about 3 weeks where we didn't use the pool much at all because it was green and we couldn't find the chemicals to get it going. But it's back. So wow. It's all good. So our conversation last night was the first time I'd been in it in like 3 weeks.
Did you put copper in it?
What? No. I don't know. We bought chemicals and they
you
got...
You should call me, dog.
Yeah. So anyway, what do I get? A pocket full of pennies? Is that what you're saying? Or what, man?
Is that a penny in your pocket? Or you just broke?
Right.
You're just broke because you had a wedding last weekend. It's Tell us about that. How'd that go?
Yeah, no, that's all good.
Good?
Married off the sun. Eric went without a hitch.
See?
Yeah, it was a good deal. He's just got back from Jamaica, man.
Don't
he
was call down there us, for we'll week. Call you.
Right, yeah. So, but anyway, no, it was all good. All good. And the bar tab wasn't even that big. 170 people was less than $4,000. We didn't have any drinkers, man.
Well, there you go.
But it was good.
So, grilled mushroom skewers.
Yeah.
Quit dinking around.
Oh, now the little baby Bella ones if you can get them golf ball size, they work great. And what my recommendation would be is soak them in water for about 10-15 minutes before you skewer them. That water will absorb into the mushroom a little bit and make it a little spongy. So when you drive that skewer through there, it doesn't fall apart. If they're dry, they crumble. Right?
So why wouldn't you soak them in something better than water?
Well, you could, but I just use water because I season them with a variety of seasonings, whatever you like. But I let the seasoning do the work.
Little Pakalolo on there?
I don't know who she is, but we could if you wanted to. But generally, you know, I've got like a seasonal or something like that that's, you know, got garlic and
so you
and
wouldn't
herbs.
Think about a little oil or
well,
vinegar and oil?
I don't think the oil absorbs like the water does. It kind of sits on the surface. The oil doesn't sink
vinegar
in.
And oil?
Well, you could, but vinegar, you got to be careful with vinegar in my world just because it can get things a little too sour too quick. And well, a mushroom is a sponge, you know, it'll soak up some stuff.
Right. I took, I bought a bunch of those white mushrooms from Sobe here about a month ago.
Yep.
And I was going to do shish kebabs because you all know I love doing shish kebab.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a bunch of garlic EVO, and then I took my favorite balsamic, which is grapefruit.
Right.
From Old World Olive Company. And I went kind of easy on the grapefruit, but not, I was probably like a third cup grapefruit olive. Balsamic and two-thirds of a cup of garlic EVO. And then I threw in, you know, you clean out the spice drawer, right? You look around, you pick through it, depending on how many cups of coffee you had.
Right.
And you're going, and I threw some stuff in. And
there was some green stuff floating on the liquid.
Yeah, sure. A little Puckalolo. Yeah, yeah. And, and then I put them in a Ziploc bag.
Uh-huh.
And I put them in the fridge for a day or two. Holy cow, were they fantastic. It doesn't take but 3 or 4 hours, I found, because I actually overdid it.
Yeah.
They soaked up too much moisture, so they got a little bit soft. But I was thinking, like you're thinking, it's like they seem to be so buoyant, and you can't get, if it's oil, you know, you can't right. get it to penetrate. Trust me, brother, it
yeah.
penetrates.
Well, yeah, you had some balsamic in there, too.
It penetrates.
So that mixes up and gets your emulsification, the word of the day. with your oil and vinegar, but anyway. So okay, skewer your mushrooms, grill them hot.
Screw your mushrooms.
I said skewer.
Oh,
and grill them hot, and they'll be a tasty little treat for everybody.
Hang them high.
All right. So
sliders.
Oh, I love me some sliders. I love
here's
me some sliders.
Here's some fun stuff for the summer. Do some sliders. You can always do the ground beef. You can do your old venison if you've got a couple packs of ground venison left.
Mm-hmm.
They make fantastic sliders. Jop will tell you how he does it for Alan Bob's every year.
Right. We season the heck out of these things and grill them is what we do.
Yeah, and we mix a little oil in,
right.
A little bacon fat. Sometimes we put cheese and finely chopped onion, and then we just mold them together nicely. And make sure you put that crease in the center. Jop's a fussy guy about putting that thumb down the middle.
That
I don't
way
know
they
what
don't
that
puff
means.
Up. They're flat when they go on
and
the
I'll
bun.
Tell you what, when you're doing that ice fishing event at Alan Bob's,
right.
You're having fun.
So we're going down a little bunny trail here. Actually, it's a deer trail. My Shartucky boys just this week verified the bow camp, second of October is where we have basically it's beer camp in the guise of bow hunting. But
are you inviting all of our listeners?
No, but
because I have the address of this.
Yeah, where I'm going is that one of the guys asked Jop, can you do those pork sliders again that you did at my son's wedding?
So easy.
Well, it is, but I want to tell these guys what it was because it was a little something special. Okay, I took pulled pork. In a slider bun, put the pork on the bun. We had leftover mac and cheese, and I put a dollop of mac and cheese on top of the pork, and then I had sweet pickles, okay? And they were sliced.
This is not going to work with your Atkinson's diet.
No, I understand. And we put a sweet pickle on top and then hit it with a honey mustard right on top of that. And so you had the pork, the mac and cheese, the sweet pickle,
so you
pickle,
want to be standing around outside holding it out in front of you.
That's right. Lean in. You're going to want to lean in and get a bite. Yeah. But he's like, man, those were so good. And that was a concoction of stuff I had left over.
Might have been some drinking involved.
Right, it might have been. But he's like, those things were so damn good. Can't you just make them again? I'm like, hell yeah, I can make those. That's easy.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But I had forgot
awesome.
I did them. Right?
Awesome.
But you got to have a...
You told me about them, and I thought that was very, very creative.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, it's one of those things where I'm sure it tasted a lot better after we've been drinking all night.
You might have.
It was, you know,
it was good. That came in for the midnight feed, didn't
right.
it?
Yes, it did. Yes. That's exactly what it was.
See, they don't even know what you got. They don't even know what they ate. Next time, they won't taste nearly as good.
He must have remembered because that was a year and a half ago when we did it.
So here's another slider you can do. You see at the supermarket all the time, and beef prices are indeed going up. So one of the things they're doing is they're pulling out the cheaper cuts. You'll see your Denver steaks and all that stuff coming around. But one of the things you see is eye of round. And that's really, in my opinion, kind of not the best meat, but there's a way to do it. So you buy one of those eye of rounds. It looks, it's a fooling thing. It looks like a tenderloin.
Right.
It looks like a loin. It's not.
Right.
It's a tougher loin.
Yeah, at the first bite, you'll know the difference.
It's a tougher loin.
Yeah, right.
And, but there is some good flavor to round. And so you smoke that whole thing and you bring up the center to about 135 and just leave it alone.
Right.
Park it. Cool it off, wait a day, bring it out of the fridge the next day, and slice that baby with a razor blade. Shave it.
Thin as you can.
Shave it, baby, yep. Shave it. Yep.
All right. Ooh, that sounds good. Slider up, little horseradish mayo maybe, and woo, baby, that'd be good. All right, coming up next, tri-tip smoked on your grill. Can you do that for Philly, sliders, French dip? There's a lot of versatility here. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Hey, I want to tell you about something I saw at Allen Bob Sports, and it's a beautiful crossbow. It's a Centerpoint Archery Wrath 430 crossbow. Dude, I brought my my bow down to get tuned up a couple weeks ago when they did that tracking course.
Right.
And I picked up this Centerpoint Wrath. This one's the 430. I don't know which one I was handling, but this one has speeds up to 425 feet per second and 160 foot-pounds for downrange accuracy. Compound bullpup design. So the bullpup is cool. This is like a submachine gun. This is like an attack weapon. CNC machined cams, 9-inch axle to axle width.
Nine inches.
Is so dinky.
Yeah, I was going to say,
it's
boy,
just wicked. Dude, you're talking 425 foot-pounds. Durable, lightweight, easy
second,
to carry.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. Anti-dry fire. That's huge. I was picking up my other crossbow. My brother-in-law dry fired. So,
yeah, they kind of blow up when you do that.
Includes a five-year limited warranty. Allen Bob Sport. Just a great place to get ready for deer season. And my neck's already starting to get thick. I smell musky.
Are you in a rut?
I smell musky.
Bob's in the rut.
Smell like musk.
Right. Allen Bob's, 68th Street and 131 on the southeast corner of that intersection in southern Grand Rapids.
Sportsman serving sportsman. Dude, I got my deer camp tent.
Yep, I know that.
All prepped and ready.
Oh, prepped and ready.
Yes, I got the chimney in. It's all ready to roll. I set it up on that volleyball court that did not get used once this year.
Well, the kids are all grown, man.
Yeah.
You got another 5-6 years and your grandkids will be using it.
But we had a wind come through the other day.
Yeah.
Came out and it was on the ground.
The tent was?
Yes.
Well, so must have been the guy who put it up.
So I'm setting it up on the front yard because sand is not a good place to drive stakes into.
Right, right.
Anyway, it's 14 by 20.
Well, that'll kill
and
your grass.
I ordered, well, that's okay. I'm only going to leave it up for a couple of days, but I ordered a big jug of Scotch Guard.
Oh.
And I'm, you
on
know,
the inside
so I can
or the
spray
outside?
It, so I can spray it with my commercial sprayer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to weatherproof the whole thing. And, oh, dude, it is so glorious. It's huge. You could hold a revival in it.
So you got to be careful when you heat that thing up that you don't get the carbon monoxide in there and
no, I
make
got
you
a
go
chimney
to sleepy town
I,
forever.
I got a chimney.
I understand, but I'm just saying, let's be careful on those
I'm not
tents.
Doing event free. I'm doing a chimney.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good. So we're going to have a big old pot belly wood stove.
No,
in that thing?
I've got that stove.
Oh, that's the hunter. That's pot belly.
I've got
not the stove.
That's right. I've got that stove I got from the ice fishing gig we did.
Yeah.
They gave me the shanty stove, 30,000
right.
BTU, made up in the UP.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to use it.
Cool.
I know.
Very cool.
So stoked.
All right. Back to some tri-tip. Tell me, this is your cut. You love these tri-tips.
I love tri-tip.
I can count on one hand the number of them I've ever cooked. But you use these things a lot. Why?
Because when I was doing those shows in California, those guys use them all the time, and I had to do a bunch of them, and I just kind of fell in love with them.
Mm-hmm.
Tri-tip are beautiful.
I think
Northern
you can pretty
Cal,
much get them at your butcher, not so much in the big box stores.
Yeah, but if you're in Sacramento, you can go into the Costco or anything there. There's going to be a whole case of tri-tip. That's their thing.
Yep.
All those guys in Sacramento have three Weber kettles, and they just buy nothing but tri-tip. I'm exaggerating, but that's kind of it. So a tri-tip, beautiful piece of meat. Buy one at Sobey Beef. Sobey Meats. Sorry. Smoke it up. Get it up to about 135, or you can grill it. Get it up to 135 in the fat part. Pull it off, and then shave it. Shave it, shave it, shave it. Don't you love it shaved?
Yeah, so you got two ways to do that. You get a really good knife and keep it sharp. Because to shave thin, you've got to have a sharp knife. Second way to do that is to buy a meat slicer. And those are $100 to $300, depending on the quality of one you get. But when you get to these tri-tips, across the grain, super thin, and it's going
start
to be really
point.
Tender.
Start with a point.
Right.
And just get going and use your knuckles as a guide and back it off and use a thick blade, a blade that's real tall. And you put that tall part of the blade against your knuckles and just keep slicing down and boom, boom, boom. Anyway, you can also shave it and make sliders. You can make a French dip. Mm. When's the last time you had a French dip?
Actually, about 3 weeks ago at a restaurant because it had been forever
I know.
Prior to that. And I was like, ooh, a French dip. You know, the au jus makes that. That if they've got a good, slightly salty au jus on a big French roll with that Swiss mushroom and beef on there.
Yes, man.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
So that's what I'm talking about, fun stuff on the grill. That, now you're doing something other than just making a steak for your friends when they come over.
Right.
You know, and if you go to Job's house and you party with him, he's going to always go the extra mile to do something totally, totally fun and impressive. Because he just loves to treat his guests that way. You come to my house, I'm going to throw a piece of brisket at you.
Well, your brisket, you forgot more about brisket than I ever known. And I enjoy your brisket. I'm getting better, but I'm not there yet. And I just, that's a dish that...
best served cold.
Well, not necessarily, but it's just, you've got to do it right in order to get it done. So it's just so tender when you cut it that it's, you know, I did it one time where the best compliment I ever had is there was a lady that said, I can't believe I'm eating beef with no knife. And because that, you know, you put a piece of that and you cut across the grain on that brisket, you set it on her plate and she could just bust it in pieces with the fork. Wasn't falling apart like pot roast, but it was just tender enough that I nailed it, you know, and that's when, you know, and the beef does all the work, salt and pepper. Right? I mean, that's what you've always used when you season them up. Maybe a little garlic, but mostly just salt and pepper and let that thing go low and slow, man, long time.
So, you know, next weekend is going to be Labor Day.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we're doing all these recipes is people can get this stuff ready and have fun with it.
It makes me think about camping. I will not be going camping with my bride this year. For Labor Day because
she camping with somebody else.
I think it's almost all girls this time, so she let me off the hook.
Oh,
because that's really kind of her gig going up there anyway. It's all her friends, and I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Honestly, I got a lot of work to do. But thinking of Labor Day camping, I'm just wondering, you're probably not going to do a slider. Well, you could, but I'm thinking the tri-tips would be a great thing to take camping.
Mm-hmm.
But also, what are you going to cook them on?
I knew we were going to Dutch oven. You can't do a camping show without the Dutch oven.
I'm thinking that you need to research your different types of grates and things. There's so many cool things to take camping now.
Well, yeah. I mean, you and I have a wide variety of equipment.
I know, but I'm thinking what these people out here in our audience are going to have. So,
well,
I'm telling you to shop.
It's got to be a little portable,
yep,
too.
And you might want to go to a place like Bill and Paul's or someplace that
Garrett's sells
camping gear.
Right.
Camping gear. Bill and Paul's is a great. I love buying stuff there. They have a lot of camping gear and hiking gear and stuff like that. They might have it. Otherwise, I'm sure Cabela's does. But
yeah,
they sell Chinese stuff all the time.
Well, they're just a major retailer.
Yeah.
That's all. But anyway, but whatever you like to cook on, I really enjoy if I have the time to cook on charcoal. So I would bring a small little hibachi, and you've got the. You've got a couple of those that you use.
Yep.
It depends on how many people you're cooking for. That's the real
deal. But if you're having a campfire, just maybe a tripod will be the way to go.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, we can touch on that again in the next segment. But how about some seafood? In the next segment, we're going to maybe oyster crab, octopus, and some grilled corn on the cob. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. We're in the last segment of our last show with our famous and wonderful producer, Trevor Swanson. And he threw a new haircut on us today, and he's dropped some little marketing pieces in our
he's
show
been
files.
Secretly taping
he
us.
He has.
We didn't even know it.
This guy, we've been with him for over a year, and it's a little bit of a Swanson song by us leaving today. But anyway, we're
the king of segues hits again.
Right, but I can't tell you, Trev, how much fun we've had with you, man. This is the biggest heartfelt thank you that I could give you, brother, because you've been awesome. We walked in here, you didn't know anything about us, and you never missed a beat on this whole deal.
Never.
And you can make us sound reasonably good, you're really good at what you do, man.
There was that one time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, that was probably because I didn't pay you.
Okay, grilled oysters. Jop loves oysters.
Yeah.
We could talk about that, but you brought in this pork pastor.
Well, let's talk about the oysters in a minute, but it's pork al pastor. Look it up on the internet. This is not my recipe.
It's like pork and pineapple.
I was at work this week and I met with a guy
and he
stalked me. Before we met, it was the first time we'd met, right? And what I mean by that is he went on Facebook and he's like, well, who is this guy and what do we know about him?
Like a Tinder?
And no, he was an attorney, actually. But anyway, at the end of the day, we had a business meeting that lasted about 20 minutes and barbecue lasted about 40 in the hour. He made this stuff called pork al pastor, sent me the recipe. I'm going to give you the abbreviated version.
Did he send you the picture, too?
Yeah, it was all part of the recipe that he sent an online link. So it's not mine.
Okay.
I've not made it yet, but I read through it. And all I'm going to do is summarize this because he was ranting and raving about it. He said it was the best thing. But it's a marinated pork recipe, chilies.
What cut?
And pork shoulder. And he said you cut it in 2 inches wide by an inch tall, right? So you got like a little rectangular piece of it. And then he said slice it at like eighth inch. And then what he said to do was wrap it up on a skewer, make like an S out of it, and skewer that piece 3 times, one side, middle, and back. And then put a piece of pineapple in, pork, pineapple, pork, pineapple. And he said then he put it on a hot grill and seared it. And with the meat being that thin, it cooked pretty quickly. And he said it was just fabulous. But basically an adobo, chilies, you know, oregano, cumin. It's a Mexican flavor of this marinade. And he marinated the meat overnight after it was cut. And then he said it was probably only maybe 4 or 5 minutes on the skewer and they were done. But he said just super flavorful. Huh. And kind of a paste that he put on the meat right. to marinate it and let it go overnight. But pork will suck that stuff up. You know, I mean, that'll grab great flavor. And but I just wanted to share that because it can be a make ahead. And that's a cool thing to do when you're going to the holiday weekend and you got a bunch of people to feed.
Oh, that'd be fantastic if you had the skewers all made up.
Right, yeah. Pull them out.
You don't want to be doing it out in the campground.
No. But you can pull them up, put them in a big, you know, Tupperware and take them with you. But, yeah, pork al pastor, A-L-P-A-S-T-O-R. Look it up. It sounds like it'd be really, really good.
So grilled corn on the cob is another thing that I think is just fantastic. You can do it in so many different ways. Everybody has their favorite way, but I think if you're getting some good corn, and we have some really good corn this year, if you didn't get the fungus, some of the corn got the fungus. And but the one thing you can always do, always, is just take an ear of corn and throw it on your grill.
Right.
Worst case scenario, just take that sucker, throw it on the grill.
Right.
By the time it's on fire, your corn's done.
Yeah, roll it a couple times so it doesn't all burn on one side. The other thing is if you've got a minute, maybe 20 minutes.
Soak
it in water because then it'll steam it and while it's on the grill, and it'll be even better. The
but
other thing you
don't
want
to soak it for much longer than an hour.
Right. Yeah, I said like because, 20 minutes. Right.
Because what you don't want to happen is you don't want the cob to absorb water. You just want the shell to be nice and
the
wet.
Husks, the husks. Yeah, yep. And do that. And then, you know, there's cooler corn is another one that's easy to do. Is you say you got 24 ears.
Dude,
got a few
we just did
around.
That.
Yeah.
And here's the problem. I bragged up my favorite corn vendor, and I won't say who it was. I got all these people at my house.
Sounds like you might be a farmer.
Well, I'm not going to say, but I had all these people at the house, had like, I don't know, 30, 40 ear. And what I did was I cut the end off.
Oh, there's your problem.
No, that's what you should do, because then when you get done with pulling it out, you grab it by the silk end, which is all gone by the time it's been in there. You grab that end and you squeeze it, and it shoots out the other end. There's nothing on it.
Oh, nice.
But... So I bragged it all up to these people saying, this guy. And I started shooting them out of the casing. They had the fungus.
Oh.
And it looked like rotten teeth on
really?
The ears of corn. I felt so bad because I'd said his name so many times.
Well,
so,
you know, how do you know until you open it
right.
up, right?
Yeah. But that's a wonderful way to do cooler corn. I just thought I'd bring everybody
so
down.
So grill me some oysters. Grill me some oysters,
I hate oysters.
Do you really?
I do.
I
hate them. Grilled corn on the cob. How about if you peeled them?
Yes, we're not doing oysters.
No. How about if you peeled them and wrapped them in bacon?
Yeah, that'd be good. Chaz, our baritone of beer, who you've all heard on the Grilling Guys many times, Chaz does margarita chicken, and he takes powdered margarita mix and
margarita corn, you mean?
Yeah, what did I say?
Chicken.
Oh, no. Yeah, corn. Sorry. He does margarita corn, and he finds a powdered margarita mix and just sprinkles it on there a little bit, and it gives it a little tang and a little lime
and
flavor.
And what do you think?
You know, it's different. It's not like my favorite. Me, I'm going to put a stick of butter. I'm going to put a stick of butter on a table that's designated just for corn, and I get the little picks in either end, and I run it back and forth on that stick of butter while I'm rotating it, so it's just dripping down my chin
so
when I eat it.
So what if somebody uses that butter for something else?
They don't. I just said it's designated
for
the
corn.
I know,
but what if they do?
Well, then they're going to get cornbread.
They're going to be bread at the table?
Right.
Okay, so bacon wrap doesn't work for you. Let's see.
I don't want bacon on my corn. I like bacon
let's
and
go
I like
back
corn.
To, let's go back to the sliders. How much time there? 3 minutes?
Yeah.
So let's go back to the sliders. Here's how you dress up your sliders. Cool things we do at events, and these are just little bitty things, but crumpled blue cheese is fantastic on a slider. Diced sweet onion. I have a refrigerator full of Vidalias, let me tell you.
And let me give you a little Vidalia tip. Do not leave them out on your bench in your garage. Make sure they hit the fridge because they rot. I lost a 5-pound bag of those bad boys because of the heat that we had, and I hung them on a peg. They hanging above the bench, but they were all sitting there on top of each other.
It didn't work out. Such a Vidalia virgin.
Right, yeah. Yeah. They got to go in the fridge.
Some fresh thyme works really good on a slider.
Yep.
Sea salt. I love me some cracked sea salt.
Of course, yep.
Yep. Fresh ground black pepper.
Oh, yeah. Always.
That with sea salt is really good. Now, here's another thing that Job's good at, and he's good at mixing up things. So you could take some mayo with some chopped olives and some horseradish.
Oh, yeah.
That would make a beautiful little dollop of something.
Olive burger type thing going on there.
So hungry.
Yeah, that's really good.
I don't think I had lunch yet.
Yeah, right. I've been eating salads.
Hawaiian king rolls, me too. That's why I'm hungry all the time. Hawaiian king rolls. Or you could go down to the Schnitz Bakery and get their hard rolls.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I use those all the time when I'm doing catering events. It's a Vienna roll. It's crusty on the outside, real soft on the inside.
Sounds like
anything
me.
You put on that, it absorbs the juice into the bun, but it doesn't fall apart. So
thanks for hanging out with us for a year and a half here at Town Square. They're a good group. They've been good to us. But... they just don't have an opening for us on Saturday mornings, and them's the breaks.
Right.
So we're going to move to a different platform. It's called Jethro FM. Cool station, bunch of nice people. All these radio guys are friends, so it's not like we're leaving and going to the Soviet Union.
Nor are we leaving for any other reason other than Saturday morning. We just feel that strongly that we had a connection with our audience on Saturday mornings when they're out
and
running around.
It's hard to get them up at 7 in the morning.
On a Sunday.
But we took it because 98.7 is such a great station.
Right. And it's been fantastic for us. And the other thing was COVID took our knees out. We had a lot of sponsors that their businesses were impacted in such a way with COVID that
you don't want to send them a bill,
right? They couldn't sponsor the show anymore.
So you know this is actually a hobby for us, right? It's a paid program. We buy time, we sell advertising. We initially did it thinking we were going to make money, but we don't even care about making money. We don't want to lose money.
Right, and we don't really even make radio much either, so it's all good.
We could sing.
Right, no, it'd
you
probably
do
better.
That?
We're just
Let's
talking
do some
about
music.
Barbecue.
It's a big music station.
But anyway, Trevor, it's been our pleasure, brother. Thanks so much for everything you've done for us. We're going to miss you, man.
We love you, bro.
And but we'll stay in touch.
All right
man.
Good.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Follow us. Check us out on Facebook because you'll know where we're at.
Go to thegrillingguys.com, and thanks for joining.
See you.
Hey, this is Job from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.